Nina Gerber on guitar. I'm going to play a song that, it's the first song of mine actually that anybody ever recorded. Well, anybody could. I said that last night or tonight. I wrote this song about a guy who was really a jerk. I had a whole bunch of songs about guys who were jerks from a long time ago. But I used to do kind of a medley of them, actually. But, it got kind of hard for me to just hear them all in a row like that. So I thought maybe I'd just break them up with some really slow, sad, depressing ballads. Well, I wake up in the night now. To Jackson Browne, and really like that, and a lot of great artists in it. And I grew up in LA, going to the Troubadour, and same time Jackson was starting out, we were all starting out there. He was a little older than me, maybe 3 years or so. And I used to go there when I was 16, and he would be already at 19 playing incredible songs that he'd written, and he was such an inspiration. Really, I think, my deciding what to do with my life, because it was pretty magical, as opposed to going back to high school the next morning. So it's like, you could do this or this. Oh. And later on, after I made my first album, he was kind enough to put me on tour with him, opening for him, and I got to play for thousands of people, and it really, not only was it great to see him play every night, but really helped my career. So for me to be able to do this was really cool, and to honor him, I decided to do this tune that was on his first album, probably from 1972. And I'm sure he was probably all of 18 or 19 when he wrote this. It's called Something Fine.
Something fine.
can't see Nina with that thing up. I need to see her. One, two, one, two. I think I need some more vocal back here. I can tell. I need my little old person's light. Well, we've been relearning some, we're doing some new old songs. Probably better relearn them before we forgot them forever. This one's an A. Thank you. You hear the grain. Let's see here. I'm just winging it, you know? I know we have a set list, but I always get out here and I look at it and I go, I don't want to play that.
Stay all night and listen.
Okay. I wrote this one about my first love. And actually this got, you know, the show The Wonder Years. When they were wrapping it up, I guess they did a, you know, montage of Weenie and Kevin's love affair over the years of the show. And they used this song background, so it's kind of cool.
Behind, I think about you and I.
brand new. Brand new, brand. Sure. Can I have a little more reverb on the vocal? Thank you. Ghosts in it, which was why they said the mics kept going off and stuff. But I thought that was kind of convenient excuse.
Oh, there's ghosts here. Yeah, that happens all the time.
I was for a very long time in a band called Brindle. There was myself, Wendy Wildman, Kenny Edwards, and Andrew Gold. We made an album every 20 or 30 years. And we made one, the last one we made was, I think, 2005. Which I'm so happy we did, because we didn't know we were going to lose Kenny and Andrew in the following years after that. But this is Kenny's beautiful acoustic guitar, which I now carry and play. And I want to play this song that we all wrote together, called All the Way Gone.
Thank you.
once lip-synced this next song on solid gold. Back in the 80s when you had a single, I guess they still had vinyl, but single coming out, you had to go on all these shows and promote them. And most of them were lip-synced, really. So we did Solid Gold and Bandstand with Dick, which is fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I grew up like watching all those dancers. Dick was really cool, you know, he knows everything. So he knew everything about me and my band and Kenny, and we were kind of in shock. It's like, wow, this guy's been doing this forever and he's really still really into it. And that was cool. Then the last show we had to do was kind of the cheesiest of them all. It was Merv. And the guests on Merv were me, Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits, and Richard Simmons. It was a pretty Hollywood show. I don't have a ghost. Thank you. play a song that I wrote for a movie, actually. Didn't use it, though. It's actually okay, because it turned out to be a really bad movie, so. Then I put it on an album, and the record company went out of business. And Linda Ronstadt called me up. So. I'm gonna do an album with Aaron Neville. And we need some tunes. Do you have anything? I said, you know, I have a great song for you, but I don't know. It's been kind of cursed for me. But they went ahead and recorded it, and they had a huge hit and won a Grammy, and I stayed home and watched it on TV. That's okay. Perfectly fine. Am I in your heart? okay now. Decades before Linda and Aaron cut All My Life, I was a starving songwriter and living in LA, and my friend Ken Edwards was touring with Linda, playing bass with her, and he would take like cassettes of my songs, you know, play them for her, and you know, she wouldn't get it, and one day he just took this, you know, song and played it on a guitar and just played it his way, and somehow she heard it, and so they learned it on the road, and I knew they would be coming back to the Universal Amphitheater to play 13 nights. Actually, she was really at her peak then, and they were going to play this song for the first time. So I got to sit out in the middle of that big audience, and I waited for it, and she just sang the song, and she just sang the shit out of it. And I had this moment of, well, I guess things are gonna turn around. I was cleaning cat kennels at the time. Hopefully, I was hoping that might come to an end. Oh, you aren't aware of her work, Nina has some beautiful CDs of her own, two or three or four out there. You should check them out and come out and sign them after, too. Anyway, thank you guys for coming out on a rainy Thursday.
Someone
I didn't write it, of course, but it's a really cool song that Glenn Frey found, Glenn Frey the Eagles. You could kind of collect these obscure R&B songs that nobody's heard, and so he turned me on to this. But we hadn't really played this much because the record had horns and strings and Eagles singing background vocals and all this stuff we didn't feel like we could reproduce, but I don't really give a shit anymore. So. This is loose, and you're welcome to join in any way that you might find fun. I've been writing letters every day since you've been born. I'm talking to you on the telephone for what seems like a whole life long. I got something to give you that the mailman gets to do. I can't bend it, I can't fold it, I can't send it either by your closest friend. I'll bring it to you personally, personally, personally. There's nothing like the feeling I get. Oh, when you're touching me, baby. There's nothing like the feeling you get when I'm there with you. Oh, my God. But I got something to give you. The mailman can't deliver. I can't live. Thank you. Cause every night I sit here burning off all. You know it brings life inside my head. I daydream your heart. I never knew that it would go this far. Come night wanders cold, oh, so